All right, we are going here. This is the game of F Life, my second podcast, episode 2. So I have kindly asked, and she has graciously accepted. We've got Gina Gianriella from YouTube and Twitter, if anyone's following her on Hello Giants at Twitter.
Hello Giants. Hello Giants.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Taz Jam. Hello.
How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. So, okay, you and we'll give a little bit of history of each other, I guess.
Sure.
I've been following you on YouTube for about a year, I think, maybe a little bit longer.
Thank you.
I know well before the 10,000, well before you started actually going, oh my God, I've got people who are actually following me. You're just kind of doing like
exactly.
Giggles, like, I'm just going to put this shit up and people are watching, people are commenting, whatever.
Exactly. Like, wow, people want to hear what I have to say. That's so weird.
I remember my first comment was on your Modern Warfare video.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a fun one.
And I was like, hey, you should do Call of Duty 3. And you're like, this is Call of Duty 3. I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot.
Call of Duty. What a silly game. I don't even play it anymore. I like broke my HDMI cable because I tried to smash a fly on my TV. And I ended up smashing the HDMI cable. So my Xbox is now moot right now. This is a big, hardware computer that's broken.
because Giants was bullying a fucking fly.
Yeah, well, that asshole deserved it.
Right.
He eventually got smashed. It's all right.
So, we apologize for laughing to anyone out there. This is a serious matter.
This is, yes. Like,
cyberbullying, all this other shit. And I know you and I have had a couple of Twitter discussions regarding bullying, and kind of the bullshitness of the internet reactions.
Yes.
Because I remember a few months ago, there was another one who, another girl, or I think it was a girl, who committed suicide over being bullied. I don't remember the circumstances around that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember. Sure. I read much of the story, but I was more sick of the reactions on the internet, and you were feeling the same way. I was just like, really? You don't even know this person? And you're just like, oh my God, the greatest person ever just died.
Right, right. Well, that just goes for about the nature of the internet. Like, people, it's kind of false empathy, I think. You know, like, you obviously feel bad for somebody that you don't know, but you can't really laud them if you don't know them, you know?
It's not like we're wishing death upon the people. It's not like we're saying they deserve to die.
Of course.
But at the same time, you know, you can't just be like, well, this person whom I have no connection to whatsoever was obviously, you know, bullied, you know, and was a completely innocent bystander in the entire thing.
Right, right. I mean, you know, there's always going to be two sides to every story, whatever that story may be. Now, I just think that when it comes to cyberbullying, those that are preaching against it, you know, I think it's fine to be against something, and it's fine to not want something to happen, but it's something that is so innate as like we're human, like we judge people, you know, we make fun of other people, like that's what I mean. My God, thinking about me in high school, like all I did was just shit talk all the time. Like, that's all I did. And I'm sure, like, I was shit talked about all the time, you know? But it's different because, like, it seems that bullying is such a hot button issue. But it's not so much, you know, learning to deal with being bullied. It's trying to eradicate the bullies, which you're not going to do. It can't be done.
Yeah.
You can't just stop all the bullies. It can't be done. I just think everybody's going around it, about it, in just a wrong way. You know what I mean?
I fully agree. Now, before we do go too much further, I mean, do you have do you have a history with bullying or being bullied in your past, or was yours pretty much just average back and forth banter? And for the most part, like you said, it was like you talk shit, other people talk shit about you, whatever.
Right. I think it was just general high school bullshit drama that is means nothing once you graduate and never see these people again. You know, it was, I was never, what was that?
Or at least you would hope it would mean nothing.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. I was never beaten up. I never had shit thrown at me. I got made fun of a lot because, you know, I'm a weird person. Like, there's a lot to make fun of. I completely accept that. And it was kind of like, I don't think I was ever a bully, but I was kind of like the tomboyish girl for the most part. Like, people didn't really want to F with me for the first year of high school. And then I started wearing makeup and wear pretty clothes. I'm like, oh, I like this better. Oh, this is better. But, I mean, I can recall like one instance where this is so dorky, but I was on the fencing bus coming back from a fencing meet. Okay. Oh my God. And we decided to play truth or dare. And I ended up making out with two of the guys on my fencing team.
Oh.
And actually one of them,
scandalous.
It was super scandalous. One of them actually became my boyfriend the next year, but we don't have to talk about him. But
once again, another story.
Another story for another time. But so because my school was so small, the entire school knew about it the next day. And everybody was making fun of me. Like, I was just relentless, everybody making fun of me. And then this is like something I think maybe not to this extent, but I at least fought back, you know, like stood up for myself. Like I'll explain. So I found out who originally spread the, well, I guess it's not really a rumor if it really happened, right?
Right.
Spread the account of the fencing bus in the back, right? Okay. I found out who did it, and it was this guy that I had known for a long time, and I went up to him. I confronted him. I grabbed him by the collar, and I shoved him up against the lockers. I said, "What the fuck is your problem? Why would you do that to me?" He's like, I'm sorry. I won't ever do that again. I'm like, you better not, motherfucker. Like, that was not your place to be spreading this shit about me. He never bothered me after that.
Right.
You know, and of course, just like anything, the rumors die down and nobody gives a shit anymore, you know, because there's something else going on.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time, a week later, it's done. Something else has come up. Yeah. Someone else had kissed three guys instead of just two.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was one, another
terrible
guy,
kissers.
Oddly enough.
They're both awful kissers. Awful, awful. You're always bad kisser in high school. Come on, though.
I honestly don't know. I never kissed myself, so I couldn't tell.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is true.
Thankfully, I dated people outside of my high school, so nothing ever got back to there.
Oh, there you go. Nothing ever got back.
No.
But that was the thing. I stood up for myself, and like I said, I'm not going to take this bullshit. Like, you did this, you spread this shit, and I'm not going to stand for it, you know?
Right.
Like, in a sense, I shouldn't have shoved him up against the locker. That was mean. But I stood up for myself in that respect, I think. And I don't think too many kids maybe know how to stand up for themselves.
I kind of liken it to the whole, I mean, and you know, politicians have gotten into this, of course, very hardcore. But, I mean, even comedians have gotten into that, you know, how people have gotten to the point where every child is told they're special. They've taken, you know, points out of games and say it's all for the fun and there are no losers and all that other shit. And
right.
People aren't taught to dealt with adversity, with
yes.
controversy, with, you know,
conflict. With, sure.
Well, yeah. They're not taught how to deal with anything being against the way, you know, someone says, go ahead, jump, and they're like, okay, yeah, absolutely. Like, they're not told to question anything. Yeah. So it just blows my mind as being someone who is told to constantly question things, who is told to, you know, if you don't agree with something, stand up for yourself, fight back, like you said, you know.
Right.
To me, it just blows my mind. I mean, and I have the other side of, well, not the other side. You don't really have either side on yours. I mean, but I'm going to go ahead and clarify something, and this is just my definition. Sure. There's a difference between being picked on and being bullied.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
And
it's part of childhood to get, you know, your balls broken for a better term. You know what I mean? Like, it's part of childhood. Everybody gets made fun of for everything. If you have glasses, you get made fun of. If you have a stupid haircut, you get made fun of, you know? Everybody goes through that shit. But, like, it doesn't matter once you reach your 20s. Nobody gives a shit. When you go to college, nobody cares. There's a million people there.
You would hope.
you would hope, definitely. Oh. But, you know, I can't remember any instance of bullying in college. And I went to a small college, so I don't know.
But I mean, I'm going to describe your instance there as being picked on.
Oh, definitely. That was definitely me being picked on for something stupid, you know. It sucked at the time, you know. Right. I look back on it, I'm like, wow, that wasn't fun, but you know.
And how I'll describe being picked on for the audience is being picked on is, you know, someone like literally picks something that happened to you and uses that against you. 9 times out of 10, it's something factual that's just embarrassing.
Right.
You know, but being bullied is persistent and is often random.
Right.
What I mean is it's rarely ever a single person doing the bullying. And when you are the one being bullied, it's rarely ever just one person. It's multiple people doing it at random times about random things, you know, and a lot of times it's not even specific acts that
you're
going through. I was one of the kids who I was picked on, and I remember when it started, and I was picked on from second grade, or not picked on, bullied, I guess, bullied all the way through, almost all the way through my senior year of high school. And then, you know, by the time I got my senior year of high school, the rest of the seniors who had been picking on me that entire time just kind of realized that none of this shit matters. Why are we doing this anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them,
exactly.
A lot of them either just stopped, and a couple of them actually, you know, came up to me and apologized. I'm like, dude, sorry, we're stupid for being children this entire time.
Right.
And I've even had a couple since graduation. They're like, man, we were assholes to you when we were kids. Like, yeah, you were.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you totally were.
Guess what? We're not friends, so I don't want to see you anymore.
Right, exactly.
That's why I wanted to kind of clarify of like why so many people go about this the wrong way, like you and I are talking about before we started.
Mm-hmm.
Is that there is a big difference between being picked on and being bullied.
Right.
And a lot of people think being picked on means they're being bullied.
Exactly. Like,
if you don't have people throwing eggs at your house, if you don't have them dumping shit in your hair, if you don't have them, you know, trying to, you know, tear your clothes or draw on you or some other weird thing, you know, draw on you during class or whatever instead of paying attention to the teacher, chances are you're not being bullied.
Right, exactly. You're being, like, if your life is being threatened or if you're being beaten up for no reason, like you're just walking and somebody shoves you. Like, that can be construed, that's like assault, you know, like.
Yeah, physical, yeah, that's.
Physical, oh man, like, I don't know how kids of today, like, I don't know how kids in high school today are being treated, because I don't, like, none of my friends have siblings in high school anymore. Everybody's grown up, like, and I'm an only child, so. Like, I don't know what goes on in high school anymore, but, like, I just know that my father taught me, if somebody lays a hand on you, like, you have every right. You knock that son of a bitch out.
Right.
You know, don't even hesitate. But, like, I do know that schools are telling the students not to fight back, because then they'll both get punished, you know?
Well, and even worse, on my Facebook, on Twitter, I haven't got to YouTube with it yet, but I was growing up with sticks and stones, you know, the whole sticks and stones thing.
Right.
Sticks and stones break my bones. Names will never hurt me. Like,
right.
Go ahead. Call me any name you want. I mean, I went through quite literally 10 years of shit, of near hell. People calling me names, people, you know, trying to tease me, make fun of me.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, didn't faze me. I mean, until a couple of my friends or people who I thought were friends started getting involved.
That's a different scenario there.
Right. Well, yeah, it's kind of a betrayal aspect. But I mean,
yes,
people who I never considered friends, like, go ahead, say what you want. You know, you mean nothing to me. Obviously, I mean nothing to you, or I mean more to you than you mean to me.
Exactly.
Like, if you feel the need to go out of your way
to make fun of me, then whatever. That's not my problem. That's something to do with you there, buddy, you know.
Right.
I can totally see that, definitely.
And now I know someone is going to be like, Chines on her fucking YouTube rants. Like, okay, that's different.
Actually, it's interesting because I've done the two rants about bullying and cyberbullying. And so many people have commented telling their stories about how they were bullied and went on to lead completely normal lives because they didn't let the assholes get to them, you know? And I mean, a lot of people, if they were, you know, physically harmed in any way, they said, I didn't give a shit. I fought back.
Right.
And you know, you don't want to encourage violence, but man, if it gets to it, if somebody puts their hand on you in anger, you have every right. Like, fuck what the schools say. You have every right to fight back, you know?
Well, you have to defend yourself. I mean, you can't let yourself get beat to a bloody pulp. I mean, it's one thing to not initiate the fight and get away from the fight. I mean, like, you know, walk away, run, whatever. Like, you know, if you can get away, get away. I mean, that's always been, you know, for all of my life, that's always been the message, is if you can get away, get away. Mm-hmm. Don't get involved in the fight, because that does nothing for either of you, you know?
Right.
There's no point in you being hurt, there's no point in you going, you know, to jail or something, you know, because you did something to that asshole, and that asshole's parents decided to call the cops on you for, you know, defending yourself.
I know. I mean, you know the case of the New Zealand kid, Casey Hines?
Not on there.
There was a video floating around, like, I guess a year and a half ago, maybe even before that. This little skinny kid was picking on this bigger kid. And he was punching him in the face. The little skinny kid was punching the big kid in the face. You can see the big kid just snap, and he said, no more. And he picked that little son of a bitch up, body slammed him.
Yep.
And that was it. They both got suspended. That's the way you fucking handle it. My God. I wanted to, like, fly to New Zealand and, like, high-five that kid, because that's fucking awesome. And I don't know. I don't remember where this happened. This happened recently. I want to say Mississippi, maybe? No, Minnesota, maybe. One of the Midwestern states.
Mississippi isn't Midwestern.
No, it definitely isn't. I got that confused today. I saw MS as a state. I'm like, oh, that's totally Minnesota. It is not. Oh, my God.
No, it's not. As I am from Minnesota, no, it's not.
No, it's not. It's MN. I know my states. I had a brain fart there, but... regardless, some kid in school, maybe it was Colorado. I don't fucking know.
Whatever.
It's all the same in my head. But I did read that some kid fought back against a guy who was bullying him in school. They both got suspended for fighting.
Yeah.
But that kid stood up for himself. That kid just said, I'm not going to let this asshole be an asshole to me anymore.
Nope.
You know, and it pains me to see that some kids are just afraid to stand up for themselves like that. You know, not saying like a smaller kid is going to take down, you know, a bigger kid, but in a sense, like, you want to see that kind of, like, passion, at least standing up for yourself, like, not in any, you know, physical way.
Right.
But you're still making a stand and saying, I'm not going to take your bullshit anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's, I mean, and schools have a weird zero tolerance policy about, like, the second you start, you know, the second you throw a punch, that's it, you're screwed. It's like, you know, the whole zero tolerance thing, much like almost every school policy looks good on paper.
Right.
And then you put it into practice and you're like, this is fucking retarded.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense.
Like, it's almost always with the first time it happens too, that you sit there and go, really?
Right.
You were stupid enough to do that. Like, you know, I mean, the general populace is that they're going, you guys are fucking morons. And the school board is like, no, we're brilliant for putting this into play. Like, no, you really aren't.
Yeah, exactly. It's just unfortunate that it like has to come to some kid killing themselves for people to, you know what I mean?
To make
a stand, kind of, you know?
Yeah, as we get brought back on topic by that. yeah, so the reason why we're doing this podcast is because, of course, Amanda Todd, who killed herself. She is 15 years old. Everybody and their brother has seen the YouTube video by now, or at least attempted to watch the YouTube video by now.
Right.
And essentially, a lot of people said, oh, she was bullied, that's why she killed herself. And it's way beyond simple bullying. Much like most cases where people kill themselves.
Yes.
It's not simply bullying. Yes,
right.
Bullying ended up being the final straw.
Right.
But it started because she was 13, 14, 15, and I don't know how old she was when it started. She said it was a year before she created the video. She was 15 in the video, and obviously 15 when she committed suicide. She was on webcams, and I do gotta blame a small portion on technology advancing faster than parents.
Definitely. Definitely.
Because I mean, the parents of the generation between you and I am about 8 years older than you.
Okay.
I'm 32. You're 24, 25.
I'm 26.
26. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well then, I guess it is that big of a difference.
Well, so okay, we're technically the same generation, I guess.
Our generation, are more or less afraid of technology.
Right.
They look at computers and they're like, oh shit, tech, you know.
Right.
I don't know how your parents are. My mom, my dad's just kind of, he's like, I'm inept with technology, whatever. My mom hears something at work and she's like, oh my God, if you open an email, viruses will spring out and kill you.
Right. Well, my parents are baby boomers but they work with computers. So they're a bit more, I guess, with the times, but they don't understand like the magnitude of like what I've seen doing this YouTube stuff for the past 2 years, you know, like they don't understand it. Like I tried it. Well, not my dad. If my dad found out, oh my God, he'd go nuts. But like my mom knows about the YouTube channel and like, you know, she can't wrap her head around it.
Right.
You know, I tell her some of the stuff that these like 11-year-olds are saying to me, like calling me a C word.
Oh, yeah.
And wanting me to go kill myself. And she's like, what? No. I'm like, yeah. It's true. It's crazy.
Yeah, I had that in high school, too.
it's so ridiculous. But it's like, on the internet, it's easy to point the finger at somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of these keyboard warriors that tweet, stop cyberbullying and stuff, they're very quick to blame just the bullies and saying, okay, well, if it's the bully's fault, then we have to stop bullying. And it's like, okay, you are not Amanda Todd. You did not know what was going on in her head.
Right.
And if people – I've never considered killing myself, so I don't think it's fair for me to comment on what a suicidal person would be going through. You know what I mean? So, like, but even if you have been close to that, like, no two people are alike. So you can't just, you know, compare yourself to her. And that's what I think a lot of people, it's easy to do that on the internet. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's also easy when, like you said, you're in your 20s and 30s and beyond and are sitting there with a semi-lifetime of experience at any rate, you know. looking back and going, well, if I were her, you know,
right.
We don't know her situation, you know, and I had a friend already comment on a Facebook status, like, oh, she probably grew up, you know, watching Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, all sorts of shit. Like, I'm not going to jump to that kind of conclusion. I don't
right.
know. You know, I don't know what she, for all I knew, she grew up never watching television.
Exactly.
And suddenly got a computer and is like, holy shit, it comes with this camera and I can do, you know, this web mm-hmm. chat. And, you know, I honestly have no clue. Mm-hmm. All, you know, all we know are the facts of what, well, the semi facts, the police report and what she posted in her video.
Right. Excuse me. Hiccuping.
That's right. And we can only infer from that. You know, I mean, we know she went on a webcam chat, and this is where I was going with the whole technology advancing faster right. than parents. Parents either do one of two things. Freak out about technology
mm-hmm.
and say never and try to block it, in which case most kids are smarter than their parents in that anyway, and, you know,
can get around
easy outmaneuver whatever blocks they put on.
Right.
Or the parents are like, do whatever you want.
Right. Right. It's true.
Chances are you're going to know more than I could ever know, so I might as well not even try to stop you, which was my parents.
Right. I mean, my parents were the opposite. You know, I wasn't allowed in chat rooms, but did I go in them anyway? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Remember chat rooms?
I do this. First thing I'm doing.
Yeah. But I think it's just interesting, and like I'm trying to like get my bearings together, because I would love to write a book about like the internet experience that I've had and like my theories about it, because our generation, which I guess generation Y, I think I'm at the tail end of it. You know what I mean?
I'm on the cusp of Gen
You're
X and Y. I'm literally, depending on which expert, you know, has his little timetable up there, I'm
right.
either on Gen X or at the very, very beginning of Gen Y, or like literally in that middle area that's not quite either.
Right, right.
So,
and like even some...
I have massive experience from both. I consider myself Gen X, but I've been around for all of Gen Y, obviously.
Right, right. Like I would consider myself Gen Y, but even some media experts would consider me Gen X, and I don't think so. You know what I mean? Like, it just depends. But I'm thinking, like, you and I, we're in that same realm of, we were, like, one of the last generations to play outside.
Yep.
As kids, you know. Yep. Generation Z, which is, I guess, anybody born 1992 on.
Jesus, is it that early?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Like, I was 13 when AOL popped up, you know?
Yeah.
I was young, and but these kids have been saturated in the internet and social media, and this degree of like social interaction since they were two, you know,
yeah.
like Skyping with dad stuff, you know, and like it just is interesting to me, because it seems like the generational gaps are getting smaller and smaller, kind
yes.
of.
Yes, they have been, definitely.
Because they've been advancing so quickly. So I'm interested to see what these now 14-year-olds, what they're going to be like when they're my age. And I'm not that much older than them, you know? It's not like 12 years is a lifetime.
No.
You know?
No.
So that's all. I just think it's just interesting to think about sometimes.
I'll agree. Not entirely sure what that has to do with bullying, but yes.
Well, I know it doesn't have anything to do with it, but because it's because of the cyberbullying. Like, cyberbullying is a brand new word, right?
Oh yeah.
You know, and I mean, people have called me a cyberbully because I give my opinion on things, but then they call me a. Can I say the C word?
Please do. I have okay. my favorite word that I use instead of dick. I call people cunt rocket, so go for
cunt
it.
Cunt rocket? Okay. Well, I mean, it's like you have these teenagers that I've pissed off, and they call me a cyberbully. You fucking cunt.
Right.
Like, in the next, I'm like, what? Like, how does that make sense to you? Like, aren't you being a cyberbully? No. why? Well, I don't know, you know? And I'm like, I don't understand.
You.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, but that's the internet. It's so easy to say all this shit because you're anonymous. Like, your symbol right now on Skype is shoulders and a question mark. Like, that's the internet right there.
I haven't uploaded a picture yet. However, I will say I've gotten to the point of just using my name for everything. Like, I don't know if you've how many comments you read on your YouTube channel, but I know, like, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, YouTube was like, hey, you should use your real name instead of your screen name. Like, yeah, whatever. I'll just go ahead and do it. I'm so sick of being anonymous.
Oh, right.
That I just go ahead and use my real name now. So, because the last couple times I commented on your videos, it now comes up Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah, and I've seen that more because YouTube is connected with Google, so right. your Gmail account can be corresponded that way. And then my other Gmail account, like, if I were to log on to YouTube, it would be my full name.
Yeah.
But I prefer a bit more anonymity because...
Well, because of some of your rants and because you have 10,000 followers or more than 10,000.
Right. Like, you can have a sense of anonymity. Like, you know, people know I live in Manhattan, but nobody knows my last name. They don't know where I work. You know, like, I want to keep some facets of my life anonymous. But right. I think a lot of the teens kind of forget that there are anonymous people and they can be found out in certain ways. And I think what happened with Amanda Todd is that somebody hacked her?
I don't know. They don't really say. I didn't read any of it. I just saw the YouTube video. I didn't read the stories behind it. And
right, but they were able to find out where she lived, who she was, where she went to school, and how much of that is her giving that information, and how much of that is these people being able to find out stuff about her vis-a-vis hacking. You know what I mean?
Well, and I will say, I mean, a lot of times in cases like that, in cases like hers, I don't know about her specifically. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any, you know, it's not like I've done any research or anything like that, but just things I've gleaned from the news and things like that is a lot of times in cases like hers, it is people who already know her.
Right.
You know, it's already someone she knows. I mean, and it's a very, very good possibility, and very not even a good possibility. It's a very likely possibility that it's either A, someone who knows her, you know, from school, who just happened to do that, or even worse, and unfortunately, in a, like you said, cases like hers, it's a relative of some sort.
Yeah. Like, they're thinking they're going to teach her a lesson or something like that. But I don't know, because it's interesting you bring that up, because a lot of people, a lot of the opposite end of this backlash that the internet's had about it, a lot of people on the opposite end are saying, well, she flashed people on webcam, so she totally deserved it, you know? Like, what do you mean she deserved it? Like, you don't deserve to be harassed for that. Like, no. Nobody deserves to be harassed. I don't think. And, but, you know, yeah, she put herself out there and, you know, she made a mistake.
A very big mistake.
A very big mistake. And, but I don't think you can say, like, well, she had it coming, you know, like, you had it coming. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't understand that.
Well,
that's, viewpoint.
And that's the kind of thing. I'm like, Even from someone who's been bullied, you know, a long time, I don't understand that whole mentality of, you know, all the things that she was posting, and that even now apparently that people were posting about her, that she deserves this, that they wish she would die, that, you know. Oh, she didn't do it the first time when she apparently tried to kill herself earlier.
Mm-hmm.
by drinking bleach. She apparently tried to kill herself twice before she succeeded the third time.
I do remember that, yeah.
The first time she drank bleach, the second time, I don't remember her statement in the video, what she said or what she wrote. But, you know, and they're like, you know, God, we wish she'd die. We wish it happened, you know, this time. Hopefully it will be this time. And even she's like, you know, I get that I screwed up. I get that, you know, for whatever reason, you guys feel like I did something to you. I left. Why are you still going on about this without me there?
Right.
And I'm in full agreement with that. Like, okay, she, you know, for whatever reason, A, you felt the need to just trash her about this entire thing.
Right.
Which I don't think is right by any means. Like, I don't think anybody with reason does.
Exactly.
but B, even more so, like, why are you holding on to it after she leaves and you know, not even holding on to it, but creating more Facebook pages on how much you hate her, wish she would die because she's a stupid slut who bared her breasts once.
like what kind of time do these people have? My God.
Right.
I don't understand. And I'll never understand that. But I mean, you know, like I said, it's not fair for me to put myself into her because, you know, as a 13-year-old, I would have never bared my breast to the internet. You know, I never would have, that thought would have never even crossed my mind, you know?
Right.
So it's not fair for me to comment on, like, well, maybe she should have done this, maybe she should have done this, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do think that there's, like, it would have been beneficial if there was more, like, of a stronger support system. You know, like, you reach out to the internet, and anything on the internet you put out there, you're not always going to get 100 positive response, and you're not always going to get 100 negative response, you know?
Right.
Like, you're going to get people that go back and forth. So if she had maybe a stronger support system, then maybe we wouldn't be talking about this now. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Question
is, where does that come from? I mean, A, it all has to start at home. And
yes.
I saw towards the end of her video, it wasn't clear by any means until the end where she said after she moved the second time, she moved a third time to live with her mom.
Right.
So, boom, already first thing is, you know, the parents aren't together.
Right.
Whether the parents have a good relationship, whether they have a good relationship with her, I don't know. We don't know, you know.
Right.
But that's always the first thing is when you have a broken home. I mean, this is regardless of sex, regardless of the whole, you know, man-woman thing. When you come from a broken home, it's never going to, you know, be a great thing for the kids.
Right. Oh, definitely. I mean, like, my parents have been together for, I don't know, 30 years now, you know, and they both work from home. So, it's a completely, like, I can't comment on that, you know, like, my parents have been together. So they've always been there, you know?
Right.
So it's different. But you know, you can say that, but even parents that do live together, there's always going to be family issues, you know? But
there's always things you don't want to bring up to your parents. There's always
things
you don't want them knowing everything, you know, even with the healthiest of families, there's always secrets from the parents regardless.
Right. Even though my mom thinks I can't keep anything from her. I'm just playing, but you know, like you're absolutely right in saying that a lot of this does start with the home life.
Right. That's what I'm saying is that's for, you know, thing number one of why all this happened.
Exactly.
When you don't have a healthy home life, like I guess, regardless of sex, all that other stuff, when you don't have a healthy home life, it's already going to be, you know, going to start out bad. And then, of course, she obviously didn't have the friend system that she thought she did.
Right,
her friends immediately turned on her. And let's face it, 13 to 16, friends are tough.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. Just one thing goes awry.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It,
yeah.
it is. It is very. I mean, for some people. I mean, I consider myself one of them. Like, I consider myself a very loyal friend. You know, I've.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few people who I'm not, who I ever turned upon, and it was usually only after a lot of shit went the other way.
Right. Right.
And I'm guessing, I mean, from the way I've talked to you, and the fact that, hell, you're talking to me. I could probably consider you as a fairly loyal person, and I'm guessing that started young as well.
I would say so. I'm just, my problem is I'm just lazy. Like, that's the thing. Like, like, I never do the initiating for the most part. Like, if someone talks to me, I'm like, oh, hell yeah. And then, like, yep. But then, like, you know, that's neither here nor there.
2 months
like,
later, hey, wasn't I supposed to call you, like, a week after the last time we talked?
I know, I'm such an asshole. But, like, you know, I'll do my best. Like, the girl I went to Comic-Con with on Saturday, I've known her for 21 years, you know. Exactly. And it's like, you know, she came to see me do stand-up last year, and, like, I hadn't seen her in 7 years, like, because, you know, you drift apart. Mm-hmm. But then seeing her, I was like, oh, my God, like, this is awesome. I'm so glad you decided to come, you know. And so, and then she invited me to Comic-Con, and, you know, I mean.
And after a little catching up, it's like you never not talked.
Exactly. And, like, even my best friend from first grade, like, I kind of, you know, we drift apart. She was doing her thing. I was doing my thing. And then we got together at a wedding of a mutual friend from grade school. And it was seriously like you never parted. And that's, you know, you need that strong support system. But in high school, it's so difficult to sometimes find that.
It is. And it's even worse with the Gen Y, Gen Z kids. Because, I mean, Everyone up through Gen X that I have ever known,
mm-hmm.
I mean, quite literally ever known, they always had a core group of friends.
Right.
Somewhere between 2 to 5 people that they had known forever that they could trust with their lives, you know, I mean, almost literally.
Right.
And they would never, almost never fuck over anyone within that core group.
Right.
Once in a while, something would happen, but 99 times out of 100, they would never fuck anything over with that core group. You know, something goes wrong, 2 days later, forget about it.
Right. It wasn't something so detrimental that, like, the friendship would end.
Right.
You know? And that's what it...
Maybe a fist fight evolves into it for one day, but again, 3 days later, you're fine.
Right, exactly. Well, maybe it's different for boys. I don't know. I never got into a fist fight with any of my girlfriends, but you know.
but Gen Y seems like we have to be friends with everybody. And you sit there going, why? Mm-hmm. Like, well, because if something happens with so-and-so, then I have so-and-so, so-and-so, you know, so-and-so B through Q. Like,
mm-hmm.
Well, how well do you know them? Well, I talk to them. Do you hang out with them? You know,
right.
Like, I had an ex who was very much that person, wanted to be friends with the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't trust anybody.
Oh.
I mean, she tried to trust everybody.
But you can't.
During the year I was with her, she had so many friends turn over, screw her, stab her in the back. Not saying she wasn't involved in some of that, but
right.
You know, the same. I could do the same things with just, you know, with several of my friends, and again, 2-3 days later, you know, be like, "Hey, sorry about that." Mm-hmm. Whereas with her, it's now she's fucked for life with that person,
burning bridges and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe, I don't know if this is true. This is just the impression I'm getting, is that we're taught to be nice to everybody. You know, the kids are being taught, like, oh, everybody must show respect and everybody has to be nice and blah, 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 blah. Like, you know what? There's some people that you're just not going to ever get along with. No. Not saying you should be a dick to them outright. You can be polite, you can be cordial, but, like, you don't have to be their friend. Like,
right.
it's like relationships we have at work, you know? You have your work buddies.
Yes.
You have people that, okay, yeah, I'd love to go out and have a drink with you. There's other people you're probably not going to invite along. because you don't get along with them.
Yes.
It's not like we're up at little powwows like in high school, like, ooh, I hate that person. You know, like, we're not doing that. Like, we're adults, or we try to be, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, you're not going to get along with everybody, and not everybody, sometimes not everybody is going to earn respect from you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I honestly hate the word respect at this point, because people throw it around.
They do.
And they are like, you know, oh, you got to respect. You got to show respect. You got to show respect. I'm like, fuck respect. I show courtesy.
Exactly.
Like,
you can show,
I will be
polite.
Courteous towards you. I will do the thing. You know, I'm like, the difference between respect and courtesy, I'm like, respect is earned.
Yes.
Respect is never given. Respect is earned. No. Like, courtesy is just doing the right thing because it's the right thing.
Right, right. Like you don't want to have the persona of, like, okay, you're a stone cold bitch to everybody. Like, don't talk to her because she's an asshole to everybody. You know, like, if you're a polite person, you know, people are going to see that,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you don't, like, if you don't, like, you just don't have to respect everybody, you know, because it gets, you don't have to be friends with everybody. You don't have to, you know, I don't know. It's very complicated. It's just very difficult, especially the fact that, you know, I get comment after comment of people saying they have no respect for me because I ranted on their favorite band, but I have to show respect to the band.
To that band, yeah.
Because they went through hard times. And I'm like, I don't care that they went through hard times, because everybody goes through hard times, you
right.
know? Like,
well,
you know,
a decent band, yes.
I mean... Exactly. Like, but like one of them said, like, oh, you have to be nice to one of the band members who is gay because he was bullied as a kid and he pulled through it. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have to give him a fucking medal because he learned to deal with douchebags being douchebags to him, you know?
Oh my God.
He pulled himself out of that shit. Good
right.
for him. But
right.
I don't need to throw him a fucking parade for it, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but
no,
I'm tired of the niceties.
That
tired
actually,
of everybody being so fucking nice. I don't know.
That actually reminds me, my first ex, about a year after we broke up, she came into the store I was working on April 20th.
That's
of course, 420. And now while we were together, she was sober the entire time, as far as I knew. I mean, we weren't together that long, but
right.
she came in, and I know she had dabbled in some drugs a couple times since then.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, it's like 6 in the afternoon or whatever, 6 in the evening, whatever. She's like, you know, it's 4:20, it's 6 in the evening, you know. Aren't you proud of me for being sober? I'm like, it's 4:20, I've been sober my entire life. Why should
right.
I be proud of you for doing something I think you should be doing your entire life? I think you're better than not being sober.
Right.
I think you're better than to be drugged up. Why the fuck should I give you a medal for being sober on
exactly.
an arbitrary day?
Right. I know. That's very bizarre. That's like a very bizarre thing to ask. Like, don't you feel proud of me? No. Like, should I? I don't know. That's weird. But,
again, with yours, like, give respect for this guy for, you know, making it through being bullied. Like, well, he's... why?
Right. I have to applaud him for living his
him
life.
Higher than everybody else.
Right. I know. And it's that whole going back to everybody having to be nice to everybody. And thinking you're, like, special for fucking living, you know what I mean? You're not. You're on this earth. We all have to mutually coexist with each other. You know, you can respect that, but just because somebody goes through something, I mean, like, I hate to trivialize other people's issues and stuff, but, you know, I gotta deal with my shit right now.
Exactly.
You know, like, good for them, but I don't need, like, you don't get a parade
right.
for conquering the crap, you know, because right. with all due respect, there's always going to be the assholes in the world, and it's time to start learning to deal with them versus trying to stop them completely, because they're not going to stop. They're just not.
No.
That's how I feel about that.
And I'll close today here.
Okay.
Because, God, it's been a while already.
Yeah.
Before I did this, again, going off of this whole stupid thing, God, where did I put that? Okay, here it is. So here is my whole little rant on my Facebook status yesterday.
Okay,
or Saturday,
go for it.
Rather. I'm like, okay, as yet another person has committed suicide due to being bullied, and of course, as we found out, it was more than just simple bullying. It was essentially sexual assault.
Right.
I'm reminded of how pussified the world has become. Yes, bullying sucks. Yes, being bullied is shitty no matter who you are. Mm-hmm. We live in a world where so many children are coddled and told they're special and scores and wins don't matter in games and sports and everyone's a winner, and that when someone bursts their little bubble, they feel like their life is destroyed. Where would many of the world's best artists and musicians be without having been bullied? Where would nerds be if they'd never been bullied? There is little feeling that is worse than someone telling you you're a worthless piece of garbage. But then there is also little better than proving to that person through means of defiance and accomplishments that their bullying made you tougher, stronger, and better than they are. My grammar sucks in this. Essentially, without bullies, nobody is sitting there trying to prove themselves.
Right. That is true. Yeah. I got all those comments on my one video, and people said, like, well, because I was bullied, that just made me a stronger person. Countless people have told me that.
Right.
You know, like, they're like, well, I can overcome this. I can succeed. You know, not to say that people that, you know, give into it are less than a person, but, you know, these people that commented to me found themselves to be stronger because of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's all you can really hope for. But you can't just tell somebody that. That has to come from themselves. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, and the whole thing is we need to, you know, we just, education is the biggest frickin' key, and education, and again, if you watch the girl's video, you'll realize, you know, I'm not trying to say I have passion for what she went through.
Mm-hmm.
She was obviously not very well educated.
Mm.
Her spelling sucked.
Yeah, it did. I was like, oh, girl.
Talking about simple words here, too. Like, you know, nothing complicated. There weren't four syllable words in her video.
In her pontification? That's five syllables. Sorry. Totally inappropriate.
But I mean, the whole point being is, you know, and I've gotten into so many arguments over people's spelling within arguments. You know, they're saying, like, well, what does spelling matter? It's like, okay, if you can't take the time to spell correctly, why should I consider anything else you say worthwhile? Like, you obviously didn't take the time to spell the, you know, these words correctly. Like, granted, it's, and there's a big difference between typos and, you know, and spelling properly. It's like, if I can't take you seriously because you won't spell properly, you don't take that time to do that, then why should I consider anything else you've done as actual work, as actual research into your argument?
It's laziness.
Why at any more weight?
I know. It's really sad.
Yeah. And I just gotta say, like, suicide is beyond, it is the most selfish thing anyone can do.
It's beyond my comprehension. It really is.
I mean, nobody quite realizes that. They're like, oh, my life would be so much better. Yeah, everybody's lives would be so much better. Like, really? If you honestly thought that, A, you would just do it. You wouldn't tell anybody. You wouldn't cry out for help.
Right. Right.
You thought everybody's lives would be better. Like, the only reason you cry for help is because
to get help.
is to get help. Yes, it's because you want to be told your life matters.
Right. And you can't see it for yourself. So, but somebody else's inspiration may help you see that. Well, and I get that.
But you hope, but
you hope, you would absolutely hope.
Chances are, if you're, I mean, if you're seriously, if you ever seriously consider suicide, chances are someone else trying to tell you your life is meaningful isn't going to help.
I know.
You're just saying that to keep me from committing suicide. It's like, how can I win that argument?
I know. It's, but I then again, like, I could never know what another person is thinking. You know? You can't ever know that.
No.
So it's a difficult thing to comment on, but it also is weird to me that so many people come out of the woodwork and say, "Well, I know what she was going through." No, you don't. Please sit down, you know? Just sit down.
I honestly gotta say, I was actually scared when I read some of the comments, like, after seeing the video, but I had seen the comments before, you know, scared looking back and seeing the people going, man, I can relate to so much of that. I'm just sitting there going, what part are you relating to?
Yeah, I know.
To the part where she was sitting there, you know, on webcam as a 13, 14-year-old showing her breasts to creepy old men on the internet?
Oh my God.
Are you sitting there relating to her being beaten the shit out of by the dude you fuck's girlfriend?
Wow.
Why are you not relating to the girlfriend having been cheated on and not beating the shit out of her boyfriend?
Ugh, I don't know.
With you, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. Like, why does that ever make sense?
What does? Beating the shit out of somebody for no reason?
Beating the shit out of the person who helped, who was the cheat. How does that work? Okay. You were cheated on.
Okay.
Your boyfriend's the asshole. He
right.
cheated on you with this other girl, so you're going to beat up the other girl.
No, I would be, if I had a boyfriend who cheated on me, I would find that girl and say, you have him. Enjoy. Abundanza. You take him.
And I have, and growing up, I have never understood that. And I've seen that in so many TV movies, you know, made after school special, shit like that, where the girl gets cheated on by her boyfriend and then goes and kicks the ass of the other girl. Or the boy gets cheated on by his girlfriend, goes and kicks the ass of the other guy. It's like, why are you kicking the person who cheated on you?
Right. Why do they get a free pass? I don't know what, who.
I love them. Like, fuck you. You're an idiot.
You're just dumb. I don't know who cheated on her or whatever.
Amanda Todd found this guy who had been at one of her previous schools.
Okay.
He said he liked her.
Okay.
They started talking back and forth. He had a girlfriend, but he kept telling her how much he really liked her. And then said, you know, one of the weekends said, hey, my girlfriend's out of town, come on over. They ended up having sex.
Mm.
You know, he just used her for sex because she was cute. And he was like, hey, you'd be a good fuck for a night.
Mm.
And then he never broke up with his girlfriend. But she kept thinking that he really liked her. One of the days, his girlfriend, a bunch of their friends, and him all came up. His girlfriend started talking shit to her in front of her new school. Again, not the same school that she was at when they had first met.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they came up to her new school, her new place, and started talking shit to her there. And then one of the people in the entourage said, shut up and throw a punch already. So the girlfriend punched, beat the shit out of her. And it happened a second time.
Wow, that's horrible. Jesus. I mean, that poor girl, like, obviously she went through a lot of shit, but...
Well, and again, like, this is not without compassion for what she went through, and this is, you know, this is two people who are well older than this girl.
Right.
Trying to look back and comprehend, like, why would you allow yourself to go through this?
Right, right, exactly.
And back to... being 13, 14, like, I actually did go through a similar situation, not with the girl part, not with the sex, But with,
oh damn,
like, you know, with another guy, he did try to beat me up. I mean, he only got one punch in. I didn't do anything to him, but, you know, because I didn't go down, he sat there and was like, oh shit. He kept threatening another punch, but he's like, well, damn, that was my best one and he didn't go down.
oh damn.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, they asked me if I want to press charges. I'm like, no, he's in enough trouble as it is, you know, cause he gotten suspended. And again, this was a guy that a few years previous I had actually been friends with.
Oh man.
Yeah. That's the beauty of middle school, junior high school, whatever, you know, that entire era of, you know, your friends one minute and not the next, and suddenly you're going through fights.
Yeah, that's just how it is, and it sucks. Like, you know, no one's saying, like, oh, kids, get over it, you know? We're not saying that. We're saying, like, shit happens, you know? You gotta rise above it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta rise above it and, like, look at yourself and, like, you know, like, think of, I don't know, like, before I left school every day, every single day, my dad would say to me, like, don't let anybody push you around and don't sweat the small stuff. You know, that always, like, stuck with me because, like, why am I gonna let anybody think they're better than me for simply existing?
At the same time, don't think you're God compared to everybody else.
Exactly, exactly. Like, I never thought I was better than anybody, but, like, you know, like, nobody, like, if somebody was giving me shit, I would just be like, shut the fuck up. Like, you know, okay. I don't have to put up with your bullshit, you know, because it's all bullshit in the end. You know, it really is.
Like,
that's
why?
All we're trying to say.
I gotta say, I think A, that's one of the best pieces of advice. And one of the other pieces of advice that my parents gave me kind of along the similar lines of, you know, like, why do you care what other people think of you? Like, do you, you know, mm-hmm. are they your friends? No. Well, then why do you care?
Right. Right.
Like, why are you trying to impress them? What do
exactly.
they have? What effect did they have on your life? And when you start thinking like that, you start thinking, and then that's affected literally everything else throughout my life and why I've been relatively calm compared to just about anybody else I've ever known. It's just been like, you know, shit starts going down. It's like, why am I involved in this?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, like, I understand that. I understand that completely.
Walk away. There's no point in it anymore. Like, you're right. Yeah, I get it. You're an asshole. I'm going to go.
Yeah. You can go be an asshole. I don't care.
All right. I think it's time to get going on to project number two. And
okay.
It's almost 10 o'clock for you anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have work tomorrow. I don't care.
Oh, you don't have work tomorrow? Well, hell. Damn it. What, grab something to drink and come back and do Killer Clowns with us.
I've never seen it. Where would I even watch it?
You have Netflix?
I do.
It's on Netflix, Instant View.
I don't think I have any beers or